Stein. So when I was a kid growing up in Philadelphia, eating Chinese food at all the neighborhood Cantonese joints, shrimp with lobster sauce was always my first choice for a main dish, you know, after I ate an appetizer of egg roll and wonton soup and some spare ribs with duck sauce.
Mine too, although I want to amend what you said to Chinese American, because I don't think they ever even heard of shrimp and lobster sauce in China.
So what's your history with this dish?
My early goal in cooking was always to learn to make things that everybody thinks you got to go to the restaurant for. And shrimp and lobster sauce was high up on the list. The recipe that I've refined down is the winner. I don't think it could be any better.
Which is why I came to your house to watch you do it and take notes so I would know how to make your specialty.
And you know what I learned from that was the dish is a lot more complicated than I realized.
It really is.
To me, you know, it's just 1, 2, 3 because I've been making it for so long. I don't measure or anything like that. And that was why I was kind of reluctant to do this for a food for thought because we'd have to put up a recipe and I have no idea what the measurements are. But you stood there and you took all the measurements.
Here's the important question.
What?
Why did they call it shrimp with lobster sauce when there's no lobster in it?
This is a question that has been asked down the ages. It's because it's a sauce that is used for another Chinese American dish, lobster Cantonese. There's no lobster in lobster sauce.
But I have to tell you, when I made this for the boys, Mac and Nate took one look at it and Mac said, and I quote, "That stuff makes egg foo young look appetizing." And he followed that with, "It looks like a dog's breakfast." So I got to tell you, it is not a pretty dish, but it was delicious.
I think it's a pretty dish, and I like the way egg foo young looks as well. I'd say my biggest breakthrough in this dish, in making this dish, is not using whole eggs, but using just egg whites. I think it gives it a better mouthfeel and a better flavor and consistency. And eaters, the fruits of Nancy's labors and mine, and I'm going to post it right on the Food for Thought web post at kplu.org, and we'll probably have a little video in there, too. Nancy and I have got it laid out as carefully as we possibly can. So if you want to take a shot at this, this will be your best chance at making your very own Chinese-American neighborhood chop suey joint shrimp and lobster sauce. It'll be right there for you. And I'm so happy it came out well for you when you tried it at home, right?
Excellent. Okay, and I have one question about the MSG.
Well, there is a little pinch of MSG in it. For those who are afraid of MSG for no good reason, leave it out.
Okay, I have one more question. What is up with the Coleman's mustard and the fermented bean curd?
I just like a little hot Chinese mustard on the side with this to dip the shrimp in. The fermented bean curd, or as my friend Jim Robbins calls it, toe jam of the gods, that's a very particular taste, and I don't know that I can recommend it to anyone else.
Which, by the way, is why I ate it at Stein's house, and we left it out of the recipe.
Well, it's not in the recipe. It's just on the side. You really hated it, didn't you?
With
KPLU food talker Nancy.
One from column A and two from column B, please.
Listen, I'm Dick.
Lobster sauce master.
Stein.